Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you from San Antonio, Texas, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined shortly this morning by Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, as he and I will be examining some of the interesting news stories, past, present, and future, that affect your life and my life and everyone's life as we get ready to turn the page toward 2007 and as there continue to be the drumbeats of war in the Middle East, the drumbeats of war in Washington and Tel Aviv, as we seem to be moving in an entirely stronger direction in terms of things that we would prefer not exist in this present age, but they do. And I would suspect that 1 year from today, the world will be a very different place than it is today. A couple of interesting news items for you. I've been looking at all kinds of articles to be posting at Breaking All the Rules News here in coming days ahead. Stephen Lenman has a very interesting article at aljazeera.info today entitled, A Look Back and Ahead in an Age of Neocon Rule. Take a look at that one, because I think a lot of the points that we've been making on this particular show on the Republic Broadcasting Network are summarized very nicely there by Stephen Lenman, and certainly as the days continue to move ahead toward 2007 and 2008, I suspect we will discover that the American empire will find that it is biting off more than it can chew in terms of a potential preemptive war against Iran. Linda Hurd today has a commentary at Online Journal that I would recommend to you. I have posted this one already this morning at Breaking All the Rules News. Linda Hurd basically provides a complete summary of what I think is going on in this situation between the United States and Iran. She says, quote, American and Israeli machinations have once more put this region under threat. Following months of barking from Bolton the Bulldog, the United Nations Security Council has unanimously passed a resolution designed to slow the Iranian nuclear program. It isn't as comprehensive as the soon-to-be former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. John Bolton and his masters would have liked, concentrating as it does on banning the import and export of nuclear-related materials and freezing the assets of certain companies, but it's the best he could prize out of reluctant China and Russia. Moscow held out the longest and only caved in after a call made by George W. Bush to President Putin. One is driven to wonder about other topics discussed. Russia's proposed WTO membership, perhaps. Israel is ecstatic at this rap over the knuckles, and the Bush administration is already touting the resolution as a positive first step toward comprehensive sanctions. For Iraq watchers, this is deja vu. Here we go again. Another of the region's main players becomes an official pariah, scolded and condemned for enriching uranium, which it has an inalienable right to do under Article 4 of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. That's just the opening paragraphs of Linda Hurd's commentary today at Online Journal. I would really urge you to look at that entire page, because she summarizes exactly what is the position of most of us in the paleoconservative movement on what is behind this impending war with Iran, what is behind the neoconservative movement in the United States. It becomes increasingly clear that we are being taken down a pathway that will change all of our lives within the next year unless there is a change in course and a change in direction. Chris Floyd has a very interesting post today at lewrockwell.com entitled, The Enduring Legacy of Gerald R. Ford. He points out several things that are not discussed too much today in this desire to suddenly see Gerald Ford as a panacea for all of American ills. Jerry Ford, of course, brought Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney ever closer to the roles that they've been playing in recent years. And that's been something, of course, that has been acknowledged from time to time in certain quarters. But the other thing that Chris Floyd talks about today is Jerry Ford's green lighting of Indonesia's 1975 invasion of East Timor, an act of state-sponsored terrorism that killed more than 200,000 people. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Mark Glenn. Stay tuned.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. It's fun to browse while you're thinking about being prepared. Go to survivalcenter.com or call 360-458-6778. That's 360-458-6778. Survival Center.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross. Mark and I are going to be looking at some news stories, talking about what we think the future portends, without getting our crystal perceptions too cloudy here as we get ready to enter the new year. A couple of other news items I wanted to mention before we bring Mark on. Iran Focus has an interesting post today. The full text of the 209-page United States court ruling that indicates that Iran played a role in the Khobar Towers bombing in 1996 in Saudi Arabia, which left 19 U.S. Air Force personnel dead. On December the 22nd, District Judge Roy C. Lamberth ruled that the government of Iran, as well as its Ministry of Intelligence and Security, MOIS, and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was responsible for the attack, adding that Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei personally gave the go-ahead for the operation. The judge ordered Tehran to pay $254 million in damages to the relatives of those killed in the attack, which was carried out by operatives of the Lebanese militia Hezbollah. I haven't yet read this PDF formatted document. I would like to go through the entire 209 pages of this. to see exactly what's in it and what Judge Lamberth has said specifically. I find it very interesting that this particular story appears in the press at this particular juncture in time as we begin to move closer to what seems to be an impending conflict with the government of Iran. The Daily Star in Lebanon has a story today I want you to be aware of. Tensions boil in Najaf after an American soldier kills an aide to Sadr during a raid. Tensions were mounting in the Iraqi city of Najaf Wednesday after the death of a senior aide to Muqtada al-Sadr during a U.S.-led raid in his home. Nasser al-Rubai, head of the Sadrist bloc in parliament, accused occupation forces of storming the home of Sahab al-Amri at dawn and killing him in front of his family. "We call on the government to launch an investigation," Rubai told a news conference in Baghdad. "Keep an eye on this story. I don't know exactly what all is behind it or what the truth is, but suffice it to say that it, again, is interesting that as we approach a time when United States aircraft carriers are publicly being deployed to the region of the Persian Gulf, and when there is talk of the activation of the United States Air Force and Diego Garcia, and when our guest from several days ago, Dr. Kaveh Farouk of the University of British Columbia, is talking about the utilization of something called pan-Turanianism to attempt to create difficulties for the government of Tehran in Iranian Azerbaijan, and when we're seeing more evidence of tensions in Khuzestan province in Iran, the center of their oil production, and in Balochistan province bordering Pakistan, it's quite apparent that something is going on here. And now we're reading about this story of what has happened in Najaf in Iraq that portends difficulties there as well. Who's behind this? Who's pulling the strings? What does it mean? Mark Glenn and I are going to be kicking around some ideas on this, hopefully in the next slightly less than 2 hours that we have before the conclusion of this broadcast. Interesting that the International Herald Tribune today, which is definitely an establishment publication, it's the international version of both the New York Times and the Washington Post. Nonetheless, even they are saying that in Somalia, the United States is conducting a, quote, reckless proxy war, unquote. Quite a statement coming from the International Herald Tribune. Keep an eye on that story, which we will try to post later at Breaking All the Rules News. And then finally, three additional stories that I think are worth your time today. The National Interest has something that has been posted by Hossein Askari. If you don't know who Hossein Askari is, he is the Iran Professor of International Business and International Affairs at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and he goes a long way today in his post entitled Boomeranging Sanctions on Iran in showing the full extent to which the neoconservative case against Iran is filled with holes, including the fact that the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, to which Iran is a signatory, is something that allows them to enrich uranium. And Hossein Askari's post today at National Interest Online is going to be well worth your time, and I will try to get that posted again at Breaking All the Rules News. And then finally, one other story, or two other stories I'd like to discuss with Mark Glenn. One is that there has been apparently a transfer of arms from Egypt to Fatah in their conflict with Hamas, and the Israeli Haaretz newspaper today entitles this arms transfer a bolstering of the forces of peace. I'm going to ask Mark what he thinks of that. And then finally, Haaretz, coming again from Israel, indicates that Russia is linking an Israeli businessman to the murder of ex-spy Alexander Litvinenko. I noticed in the non-mainstream press that there were several references to the fact that Litvinenko had traveled to Tel Aviv in a time proximate to his eventual poisoning by radiation. That largely disappeared completely from the mainstream press and was not discussed at all that I'm aware of by the BBC or by the Washington Post or the New York Times or any of the other folks trying to give this murder a particular spin in terms of its genesis. But here we now have an interesting post in Haaretz, which in turn is quoting Reuters. Russia's prosecutor general said Wednesday that Leonid Nevzlin, the Russian-born businessman currently living in Israel, could have ordered the poisoning of former Russian agent Alexander Litvinenko. Nevzlin is the former CEO of the bankrupt Yukos Oil Company and is the current chairman of the Diaspora Museum in Tel Aviv. Nevzlin's spokesman dismissed the suggestion as quote-unquote ridiculous. Keep an eye on that one, folks. Mark Glenn, how are you today, sir?
How are you, Mark?
Good. I hope I didn't take too long with the news summary, but there were a number of interesting things out there that I thought people needed to be aware of. What's your feeling about this story in Reuters that Haaretz has picked up on, that the Russians are linking an Israeli businessman to the murder of Litvinenko?
Well, actually, that's actually somewhat old news. The fact that Haaretz has decided to pick it up now just indicates that they realize that it's not something that they can keep under wraps anymore. When Litvinenko was murdered almost a month ago, there were news stories that were leaking out, indicating that there was another angle to this other than just the Russian angle. The fact that that he was good friends with a lot of these former oligarchs, which really is just a code word for these Jewish gangsters that were forced to flee Russia and move to Israel in order to find sanctuary. And so the fact that Haaretz has decided to cover this now tells me that they realize that this operation has gone awry and that they are doing some damage control.
Yeah, that's certainly the way I would read it, too. And you know what's interesting, thinking of some of the things that Justin Raimondo was writing at antiwar.com in the days that followed this Litvinenko death, he was pointing to these oligarchs for some period of time and warning the public to look askance at the establishment media's take on this thing, that Putin had a necessary, provable role in it, which now it looks to me like he didn't have. And again, I think if we were to look at a most plausible angle to this whole thing, we would be looking at these folks that you term Jewish gangsters fleeing Russia in the wake of some things that have happened there since the breakup of the former Soviet Union. What is your understanding of the composition of these so-called Jewish gangsters, and what do you think are the deeper implications of all of this?
Well, in the mid-80s, when supposedly communism fell, you know, overnight, literally, you had all of these extreme – you know, the thing that people have to keep in mind about Russia is that in terms of natural resources, it's probably the wealthiest country in the world with the possible exception of a few places in Africa. Russia is extremely wealthy in terms of natural resources, and I mean the whole gamut. Precious metals, natural gas, oil, everything. And so when the Berlin Wall fell and supposedly communism was defeated overnight, you had all of these precious metals and all of these other resources that were up for grabs. Now, these were, of course, state-owned functions, state-owned resources when the communists were running the Soviet Union. And what happened is that these oligarchs, these Russian these Russian Jewish gangsters, swept in using Boris Yeltsin as a corrupt puppet that they, you know, that they typically do with leaders, and they were able to grab up these resources and these state-owned companies for nothing. And so they were able to siphon off a great amount of wealth that, you know, in all justice, should have gone to the Russian people. And so when Putin came to office, one of the things that he began to do was to clean house and to seize these state-owned companies and start funneling some of this wealth back into the hands of the Russian people. In addition, you know, as anyone would expect, when you're dealing with gangsters, of course, they're tied in with all kinds of other illegal activities as well. You're talking about drug running, gun running, prostitution, the sex slave business, particularly shipping slaves, sex slaves into Israel. And so a lot of these guys had to flee to Israel for sanctuary. Israel has a standing policy that it will not extradite any Jew to another country to stand charge for any crime. In fact, interestingly enough, I'll continue after the break again.
Very good, Mark. We will be back with Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross when Mark Dan Costs America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll pick this up with Mark in just a minute. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross. Mark, pick up with where we were before the break. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, what we were talking about was the situation involving these Jewish oligarchs that have fled to Israel, and the fact that Israel will not extradite them to other countries where there are charges against them. In particular, interestingly enough, within the last week, the government of Poland issued an arrest warrant for a fellow who is living in Israel now, who used to be a part of the KGB when Poland was under communist rule. And this individual was responsible, personally responsible, for the death of thousands of innocent civilians. And so despite the overwhelming amount of evidence against him and the fact that the Polish government has ordered his arrest and requested his extradition to be brought to Poland to stand charges, Israel will not extradite him. And this is not an uncommon thing. I don't know of any case of Israel extraditing any of its people to another country to stand charges, despite the fact that all of the other countries are expected to do so. We, of course, have, as a precedent in our own country, the situation with a fellow named Demyanyuk, who was charged as being a guard in one of the prisons, one of the Holocaust prisons. He was sent to suspension for just charges of assisting that. So, to what we were talking about with the destruction of these Russian soldiers, when he came to power, but the first thing that he did was begin seizing these privately owned corporations.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. Well, you know, I think it's certainly a situation where, as you look at all of this, there can be little doubt in my mind that certainly this whole situation with Litvinenko seems to underscore the notion in the neoconservative press that Vladimir Putin needed to be discredited at all costs. Not simply because of this whole situation with Jewish oligarchs and the profits that had been siphoned away from Russia that presumably were going into the bank account of some of these specific people that you've cited, Mark, but also there can be no question in my mind that, although I don't have the specific proof in front of me, that the government of Israel would have profited by some of these funds that were emanating from the coffers of these organized crime figures into Israel itself, and then of course this could have been used to pay for all kinds of operations both in Israel and abroad. This raises another question as far as something that I've been wanting to research for some time on this show, and that is specifically some of the resources that are out there that are available that discuss, from a credible, corroborative perspective, the whole business of the Jewish mafia, both in the United States and internationally. Who are some of these people? What are the front organizations that are involved in promoting their interests? What are the provable money trails and associations that are related to these guys? And specifically, what are they doing, both in the United States and in Israel and elsewhere, to promote, I suspect, what we could describe as what used to be called in the intelligence community cutout operations, operations that, in fact, have the blessing of specific governments, but the whole business of plausible deniability is there so that the governments in question can deny that they knew anything about the activities of some of these criminal elements. And I think when it comes to the whole question of the Jewish mafia, both in Russia and in the United States and in Europe, as well as what they're doing in the rest of the world, this would make for a very interesting conversation to get into the specific resources that might be available to discuss some of these things online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is something that people have got to really pay mind to. It's not something that we hear a lot about. I mean, when we hear about organized crime, we hear about, of course, the Italians first, and of course, then you have the Latin American gangs that have sprung up within the last couple of decades with the cocaine running and things like that. But really, when we're talking about the big dog in the pack, we are talking about the Jewish mafia. If you want to talk about an organization that has its tentacles literally over the entire world, we're talking about the Jewish mafia. And it is a particular problem in this country because our law enforcement and our intelligence services, whose job it is to combat this, their hands are tied because of the fact that we have this close working relationship with Israel, which is the headquarters of this crime family, by the way. This is something that people, particularly evangelical Christians who are supporters of Israel, they really have very little working knowledge on this topic. They don't realize that Israel has become the headquarters of vice all over the world. And so our law enforcement individuals have their hands tied by virtue of the fact that we have this close working relationship with them.
We will be back with Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross to discuss this angle a little bit further on Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. It's fun to browse while you're thinking about being prepared. Go to survivalcenter.com or call 360-458-6778. That's 360-458-6778. Survival Center.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross. And, Mark, we were discussing this whole business of the Jewish mafia, both in the United States as well as worldwide. Do you have any particular sources that immediately come to your mind that would be helpful to me and to some of our listeners in regard to researching this a little bit further?
Yeah, there are a few brave souls out there who have, you know, done the unspeakable and decided to venture into this territory. Of course, the first person who comes to mind is Michael Collins Piper, who is a reporter, a writer for American Free Press. He's written a few books on this topic. And then, of course, American Free Press newspaper itself does a good job of covering this information. Other than that, I would have to recommend that people just do their work by hitting the internet and hitting a couple of sites that are brave enough to cover this, such as Mike Rivera's What Really Happened. Of course, you mentioned Justin Raimondo's antiwar.com. Both good sources for that information.
Well, you know, one of the things that comes to mind in terms of this whole business of the Jewish mafia's angle on so many things, whether we're talking about the may have been their direct role in the Litvinenko murder, and certainly going back to Michael Collins Piper here with his book Final Judgment on the assassination of John Kennedy, you know, I was amazed in reading that volume and comparing it to Anthony Summers' earlier work, Conspiracy, that there was a certain compatibility between the two works as far as chronicling the role of certain individuals and constituencies in the Kennedy murder 43 years ago. But it seems to me that the thing that was so valuable about Michael Collins Piper's work is that he took just one or two key individuals that had not been discussed anywhere in the Summers volume, added them to the mix with the corroborative evidence of their direct involvement in this, and all of a sudden a plot that had one particular spin and one particular appearance suddenly began to look very, very different as far as the ultimate folks that we now believe were involved in this thing. And just to cite the most obvious example of this, Piper was talking in the book about Meyer Lansky, and that Meyer Lansky essentially was a crime chef in the United States who was the quintessential Jewish mafia don, and that Meyer Lansky was a in the order of things in the crime syndicates in the United States was a more powerful figure than Sam Giancana in Chicago, and then Johnny Roselli in Florida, than Santos Traficante in Louisiana. And that ultimately, of course, all of those names have popped up for years in terms of the Kennedy assassination investigations, years after the publication of the Warren Commission. But now we discover through Piper's research that Meyer Lansky emerges as a more powerful figure, a more authoritative figure than these other three, and that that is the point at which one sees a direct link of the Israeli intelligence community to the Kennedy assassination. And then, of course, the whole business enters into the picture of Ben-Gurion's beef with Kennedy over the latter's attempt to provide some degree of international scrutiny of the Israeli nuclear program at Dimona.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know, I assume that most of the people listening to your program are not going to be shocked or offended by what I'm about to say, but the fact of the matter is that we should not be surprised at any of this, that the Russian mafia would decide to make Israel its headquarters, or that Israel would have been involved in the assassination of an American president and his brother, or that you know, that Israel would be the headquarters of vice right now. That's just unimaginable, because anybody who has done an honest exploration of Israel, who its founding members were, and some of the events that took place in raising this beast up out of the ground, will know that it was founded as a gangster state and founded upon gangster principles. Okay, now, of course, the reason put out for public consumption was that, oh, this is going to be a homeland for the Jews and some place where we could live, where we don't have to worry about being persecuted. But these were just the things that were put out for public consumption. Virtually all of the people who were involved in this project from the beginning were gangsters in some regard or another. They did not have any kind of humanitarian principles. What they needed was a place where they could hide out. Okay, so with this in mind, we should not really be that surprised to see what has become of this today, or that this country and the ruling elite who rule it would have such a heavy hand in what we call this international criminal conspiracy today. Okay, anybody who was following any of the news stories over the last year, as they pertain to Ariel Sharon and some of the shady business practices and business deals that he was involved in, you know, there is nothing new about this. It has been this way from the beginning. And so this is, like I said, this is just business as usual. Nobody should be surprised about this. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What I was going to say was, bringing it back around to this discussion involving the news with Litvinenko in Russia and all the rest of that stuff, when you understand the Zionist mindset and you understand that these people are not just interested in a little sliver of land on the eastern shores of the Mediterranean Sea, but rather that it is a much more globalist mindset that puts hardcore Marxist principles into practice in achieving this globalist agenda, then you understand better why we have this war going on in the Middle East. And, you know, let's be clear about this here. What we're really involved in here is a war against 1.5 billion Muslims. Okay, this is the last group of people to be conquered by this globalist agenda. And so that, and then, of course, when we look at the situation involving Russia and Putin and the fact that in Russia you have a group of people who have the potential to be extremely wealthy and extremely powerful to effectively challenge this this global economic hegemony that the Zionists want to see achieved, then you understand better why this assassination of this man in England, why it's being blamed on Russia. The Russians understand perfectly well that their head is the next one who's going to be on the chopping block after the Muslims have been pacified. And so when we look at this through this kind of lens, we understand better what the bigger agenda is behind this whole thing.
Well, you know, as I listen to you talk, Mark, I'm reminded of something that I was looking at today at aljazeera.info. Dr. Hassan El-Najjar, who is based in this country in Dalton, Georgia, had a post today entitled Persons of the Year 2006. And the fascinating thing about this particular post is that, of course, he speaks in the plural, persons of the year. On the left-hand column of the page, he has a series of pictures entitled Leaders of the Empire, and there are four or five posts there. And then on the right-hand side of the page, he has the leaders of the global resistance. And as one looks down the page, you see, again, four or five people depicted there. And in terms of Dr. El-Najjar's take on all of this, it is apparent that he sees this entire world conflict in terms of a situation where you have the neoconservatives who rule the Zionist empire, quoting him here, who had a vision, or you should say have a vision, of controlling the Arab and Muslim worlds, which are rich in oil and gas, the main sources of the world's energy. Leaders of the empire launched global wars, particularly on Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Lebanon. They also launched diplomatic wars and sanctions against North Korea, Iran, Syria, Palestine, and Venezuela. And you know what was fascinating to me as I was looking at his particular interpretive grid of these events is that in a very real way, if one looks at this from his perspective or from yours, it puts a different spin on what should be the American conservative position on some of these wars and some of these individuals, a position that I would argue is a very different one from what most American conservatives presently believe, particularly the ones who watch Fox News.
Yes, it is. It's very disheartening to see this. If somebody had told me 10 years ago that my party, by party I mean the conservatives in America, I don't necessarily mean the Republicans, if somebody had told me 10 years ago that my party and that my people would have been so easily duped into supporting this war in the Middle East, into supporting this this very unconservative and un-American agenda of going forth and basically fighting this war to erect the most ungodly, inhuman, anti-Christian agenda that has ever existed in the history of mankind. I would never have believed it. But sadly, this is the case, as I know you and I have discussed this many times, Mark. I mean, we run into these people every day. They think that George Bush is the second coming of Jesus, and that this thing that is going on over there is all part of the bigger war of good versus evil, and that in this case, America doing what she's doing, that she's fighting on the side of what is good. And it's a very disheartening thing to see this, because these people, it's like they're under this spell. you cannot break them out of this trance, no matter how much logic you use, how much facts, all of the rest of it. I mean, I myself, I have a friend who is a federal agent, a gun-toting, badge-carrying federal agent. And, you know, I've had discussions with him on this very topic. I've talked about various acts of terrorism that have been perpetrated against the people of the United States by our supposed ally in the Middle East, Israel. And even when I have given him all of these facts, and even when he walked away from it believing that I was probably accurate in my presentation of the facts, his assessment of the whole thing still was, well, as a federal agent, I still would have to say that I would not take part in anything that would be deleterious to Israel's well-being, because history has shown that those who go up against the Jews get squashed. Now, figure that one out. A man who has sworn an oath to defend the people of the United States has said unequivocally that if he were forced to choose between his country and Israel, that he would choose Israel. And he is an evangelical Christian, by the way.
Yes, and to me, it raises a question that you and I have talked about before off the air, and something that comes back to me again with a vengeance as I begin to do more research in this area. Some time ago, I had Dr. E. Michael Jones on this show, who is a Roman Catholic, and he's the editor of something called Culture Wars Online. And he's written a book entitled The Assault on Cities, which discusses the way in which these urban planning programs were specifically designed on the part of the federal government to destroy working class, white ethnic Catholic neighborhoods in the United States. But he put me on to something where on the air we were discussing his research in terms of this whole business of the Jewish connection in the United States to the pornography industry. And Dr. Jones mentioned Jay Gertzman's book, and Jay Gertzman is a Jewish scholar, and the book is entitled Bookleggers and Smut Hounds. And Gertzman, as I remember this, like Dr. Jones, has a PhD from Temple University. And when I started getting into Gertzman's book, I came across an essay online, or a review of Gertzman's book, written by Nathan Abrams, who is a lecturer in modern American history at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland. He's written a book on neoconservatism in the United States. And Abrams, as near as I can tell from his review, basically supports the irrefutable data that is in Jay Gertzman's book that shows the direct, definitive, disproportionate involvement of American Jewry in the pornography industry, both in the United States and worldwide. And names like Al Goldstein come into play here in this whole thing. Reuben Sturman, the so-called Walt Disney of pornography, is also mentioned as far as Abrams' book review is concerned. And as I read through this, the data is so absolutely incredible here that this is a link that in terms of logistics and funding and associations is undeniable. We nonetheless see an absolute, what seems to me, frankly, I have concluded reluctantly, that there is a deliberate conspiracy of silence on this, on the part of most of the major Christian organizations dedicated allegedly to the revival of our culture and dedicated allegedly to the return of traditional moral values in America and so forth and so on. And yet when this sort of thing is put before them, nobody is talking about this. I don't think Dobson talks about it. D. James Kennedy doesn't talk about it. Obviously, Robertson and Hagee and Falwell aren't going to talk about it. And it to me, is not only an act of what I perceive to be complete dishonesty. There are obvious political implications for all of this. And when I look at this, can we reliably say that as far as the mainstream Christian right is concerned, that all of their leaders, for the most part, have been bought off by this?
Well, they've either been bought off or they've been bullied in some way. I mean, you know, going back just a little bit to what you were saying, it's interesting to note that a lot of these guys, such as Falwell and who's the one, Billy Graham, and a few of these other guys, 20 years ago or more, they were fully aware of this, the importance of the Jewish element in the moral and social breakdown of American society. They were fully aware of this. They were very vocal about it, okay, as vocal as you and I are being right now. And then suddenly now, 20, 25, 30 years later, they don't say a peep about it. And so we have to ask ourselves, okay, fellas, what happened to you that this thing that you were so willing to acknowledge 25, 30 years ago, based upon its irrefutable data, as you put it, Mark, what has happened to you in the interim that now you won't touch it?
Yes. Let's pick up a little bit on that, Mark, when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross when we return. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
we're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross. We're discussing a number of news items. We've been talking a little bit about the implications of the Litvinenko killing in terms of who may, in fact, have been the real players in that. We've been discussing the whole business of the Jewish mafia and the Jewish role in the pornography industry, and some of the implications for that in terms of the conspiracy of silence on the part of the Christian right when it comes to some of this data that clearly points in a certain direction in regard to who the folks really are that have been involved in the deliberate targeting of what was a largely Christian culture in the United States that has been in free fall, particularly in the last 50 years. Wanted to warn Mark Glenn and our listeners that, of course, we're at a point where in the next 10 minutes of the broadcast there are going to be a series of commercial interruptions. Wanted to mention while we have you and have your ear in this regard that you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us at rbnlive.com or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719 with your gifts. That's rbnlive.com or 1-800-724-2719. You can also have new Republic Broadcasting Network t-shirts. You can get those directly from rbnlive.com or at notyranny.com or again by calling us at the office at 1-800-724-2719. Also wanted to mention Aaron Russo's new DVD, which you can have directly from the Republic Broadcasting Network. That is America, Freedom to Fascism. That can be yours for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by contacting us at 1-800-724-2719 or getting on the horn with the World Wide Web and contacting us at rbnlive.com. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're on the line for Mark Glenn. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, this is kind of for either or both of you. Now the war against the terror has been cast in the mold of saving America's skin, with Israel brought along for the ride, I take it. Now, I was kind of wondering how these eschatologies jam in. I mean, you can find, speaking of Abraham, bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. There's even, was it John Tillman or thereabouts came out with his new book, As God Has Done to America or Israel, or I forget, several books in this genre that came out with over here on the quality Clear Channel War Group, even as a rerun for the holidays. But and then you can find verses, you know, stretch not thy hand against thy Lord's anointed. So if one's going to try to jam this in, how is this at all done as a neutral party? Doesn't this even require, say, an active role against Israel and not merely a withholding of supplying American and Christian blood in protection against for Israel?
We will get back to that question, Roger, when Mark Dankos, America, returns live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay on the line, and we'll pose that question for Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross when we return. Stay tuned.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.